a third step prayer, and I'll modify it. And I'll say, God, I offer myself and this situation to you to do with as you wish. Now, I would like it to turn out phenomenally successful. But if you have it in your mind that this is the night for me to make a complete ass of myself, well, at least one of us will have a good time. You know? I've loved the third step. Made a decision to turn their will and their lives over the care of God. I remember when I first did that, I recited the third step and the third step prayer on my knees with my sponsor as my witness. And I thought, well, that's a contract. And it would be easy to break. Maybe it needs more witnesses. So I went before my then three home groups, and I recited the third step and the third step prayer in order to make it theoretically harder to cancel the contract. And I thought, well, that's still just verbal. That's just a verbal contract. So I went down to the business supply store, and I bought a blank form for setting up a limited partnership. And I filled it out, and I gave my higher power a 51% controlling interest in my life. And I made him the general partner, and I became the limited partner. And I felt better to have it in writing, and I knew that he knew that it was in writing. But then I realized that all that shows is that a partnership exists. It doesn't talk about the terms of the partnership. So I had to sit down, and I decided to sit down and draw up the terms of the partnership. Who's responsible for what? So that when a problem comes up, it's already written down as to how you solve it. Basically, it's who's responsible for what. And I got a piece of paper and drew a line down the middle. And on one side, I put what's his responsibility, what's mine. And what that narrowed down to essentially was that he's in charge of worry, and I'm in charge of work. And he doesn't even like for me to help him. He doesn't like for me to help him with the worry, and he never does a damn bit of the work. What's mine's mine, and what's his is his, you know. And I tell him, I'll pedal and you steer. And for God's sake, watch where you're going. I'm sick of some of the places we've been, you know. And it's worked out pretty well for me, and I like that. I stayed around the program long enough to find out that I needed to go to meetings to stay sober. And I watched people who stayed sober on just meetings and saw a beautiful sobriety. People go on a meeting every day, maybe. Had beautiful sobriety right up to the time where they got drunk. And then I decided I needed to do the steps in order to stay sober, and I gotten involved in doing the steps. And